Budget turkeys are usually local member projects that are added to the final budget without going through the full budgeting process. This year, TaxWatch found a comparatively small number of turkeys, 109 appropriation items totaling $133 million. That's less than 0.1% of the state's $91 billion budget. But CEO Dominic Calabro says,
"It's still a significant amount of money that could have been spent in areas such as early education. That $133 million could have been spent additionally in classrooms, whether it's charter or public classrooms, hurricane recovery, service for children, the elderly, those special needs, and even some cases, tax cuts, particularly communication services tax, which affect the most everybody, and especially the poor, more harshly than others."
Calabro emphasizes that TaxWatch isn't judging a project's worthiness. Instead, he says it's about allocations not being properly vetted. The organization is recommending Governor Ron DeSantis take a light hand when vetoing projects this year. Calabro notes a certain cooperation between the two chambers and the executive branch.
"And what we believe that you all have witnessed, a fairly substantial collegiality with which the Senate and House leaders worked together. It also worked very closely with the governor."
But Vice President of Research Kurt Wenner is worried about what he says is an increasing number of supplemental funding projects added during the budget conference. Sometimes they're projects that have been rejected, and sometimes they've never been seen before.
"This year, where they were record in size, the Senate list had 127 items worth $153.5 million. The House funded 110 items at $136.2. This means that $289.7 million in hard-earned taxpayer dollars were spent as almost an afterthought after all the various budget areas have been closed out."
Calabro says member projects have their merits, but local projects, such as county road expansions, should be funded by local governments. He argues items in the state budget should serve the entire state's interests. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.